We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Joe O Show.
It's yours.
Whose world is this?
It's your world, Joe.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
It's your world, Joe.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine, whose world is this?
You're listening to the Joe Ostrowski Show, nights on 670 The Score.
4 full hours, the building is empty, everybody off for holiday, but we're still hanging out. Got Herb Lawrence, Chris Dickens, other side of the glass, a lot of fun plan. Cubs win again. They've won 6 of their last 7. Pitching lights out. Not only the starting pitching, but the bullpen working as well, even though the shutout streak finally ended after 31 consecutive innings. So the Cubs are back at the 500 record heading into the weekend. Some crazy stuff being said by some big shooters around baseball involving both the Cubs and the White Sox. Peter Gammons was throwing some things out there this morning on the Mully and Haw show. Same thing with Buster Olney. We'll get to some of that. I've been Mr. Mom all week, so I've got some stories. It's been an eventful, very, very, very long week with the wife out of the country. Herb was at Yankee Stadium last Friday. We need to get a review and an update on his MLB Stadium rankings. So a lot of fun planned, but the big story of the day broke during the Cubs game, during their 5-1 victory over Arizona, and involves a team over at 35th and Shields. It's about Tim Anderson. And for two consecutive days, I've heard people say, wow, see, baseball wants to have fun. They want to have these celebrations, just like all of your other sports, whether you're talking about the NFL. Oh, we see it some in college football, NBA, NHL, soccer, whatever sport you want to talk about. That's what baseball wants to be. Okay. Because of a campaign? Because of some tweets from the verified MLB account to 8.3 million followers? What are we hearing from the top? Have we heard anything from one of the weakest commissioners in all of sports? I haven't heard a thing from Rob Manfred. Not a thing on this. If they want to change how things are done, it's more than a commercial a couple times a year. It's more than some campaign or a few tweets on social media. It's more than that. Show me. What are your actions? So the actions came down today. Brad Keller gets suspended 5 games. Tim Anderson. They say they want the bat flips. They say they want the personality in the game, the excitement in the game. Tim Anderson gets suspended for 1 game. For what? For what? Was it about the bat flip we've been talking about for a couple of days? Nope, it was not. It was about the language, according to them. I don't have a big problem with that. Here's my issue. I'd feel better about a fine than a suspension. I thought the suspension was a little strong, and here's why. Keller got 5 games. Tim Anderson got 1 game. Keller misses 1 start. Tim Anderson misses 1 game. Equal crime here? Keller got his feelings hurt because he was beaten by a better player. Tim Anderson got the best of him. Got his feelings hurt. Threw a baseball at Tim Anderson, suspended for 1 start. He got his feelings hurt again by Tim Anderson, by the language being used, and now Tim Anderson gets suspended for 1 game. We're missing something here. If you don't know the language I'm talking about, according to all of the reports, it was racially charged. So you can
figure
that out.
You know he kept calling you the N-word earlier?
Yeah, yes. I wasn't going to bring that up. I don't want to freak him out.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
He was calling me the N-word?
He
yes, every time you turn your back,
he's
bro.
Like, you stupid N. Go get me, Grease.
And this and that.
Why?
Did
I don't
he
know.
Say why?
He has
I don't know.
With-
so that's the stance that Major League Baseball has taken. Nobody is allowed to use the N-word. Nobody. White, black, don't care. Nobody is allowed to use it. It's interesting because we've had other suspensions, but it was for anti-gay slurs, right? Matthew Joyce, the outfielder in 2017, Kevin Pillar, the outfielder when he was with Toronto in 2017, each suspended 2 games. You know, Escobar, back in 2012, in an anti-gay slur on his eye black, he was suspended 3 games, and you may remember in the World Series, Yuli Gurriel had a racist gesture toward Yu Darvish, and he was suspended 5 games for the following season. We've also seen it in other sports. Were there suspensions? No. NBA, Joakim Noah, $50,000 fine. Kobe Bryant, $100,000 fine. So the NBA is going with the fines. MLB is going with suspensions for language. And in the NFL, they're going with 15-yard penalties. I don't have a problem with any punishment doled out to Tim Anderson. The problem is, why is the punishment the same? He's a starting pitcher, so he misses 1 start. So it's the exact same as Tim Anderson. Doesn't make any sense to me. According to Jeff Passan, Tim Anderson called Keller a weak-ass bleeping N-word. And I'm sorry, but even in the heat of the moment, if Tim Anderson comes up to me and says that, how do you not laugh? I would laugh because it's so ridiculous. I want to get your reaction to this and what you think about baseball's decision. They're taking the stand that nobody is allowed to use the N-word. Okay? 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Tweets at Joe0670. But I always was told growing up, white people never, ever, ever say it. African Americans, well, they could say it if they want to. That's changing. And times change. That's what we've been saying with all this Tim Anderson stuff. Well, baseball's changed. Times have changed. You should be allowed to celebrate. So baseball's saying, well, this has changed too. Nobody is allowed to use this word. Nobody. We don't care. We're not going to play that game. Well, you can say it, but you can't. The confusing part the other day was Joe West made a big no comment to the pool reporter. Joe West didn't want to touch it. Now, we've been ripping on Joe West. Why? Because he's a horrible umpire, and that's true. And Tim Anderson said publicly that he's a horrible umpire. And there's always something going on between Joe West and the White Sox. So we assumed that would be part of it. We didn't know what Tim Anderson said. I don't have a problem with baseball punishing Tim Anderson for this. I really don't. The problem is, it's an equal punishment to Brad Keller. Not protecting your players. Say this about the NFL. They protect the quarterbacks. Don't touch them. Do not touch them. Baseball's saying, we're still cool with this. If you really want this to stop, Keller is sitting 20 games at least. At least. And in that horrible rotation, they have him number one on the depth chart. Believe that. I don't think they want it to stop. Convince me otherwise. A campaign, a commercial, a couple times a year isn't getting it done. I don't think they want this to stop. They get more attention every time this happens. Suspend somebody for going on the field like the NBA does. Because they get attention. with this. Anytime bench is clear, we're talking about it. Nationally, in this regional sport, it's tough for baseball to get attention. The NFL schedules come out. Everybody's talking about the NFL. Your other major sports, you've got the playoffs going on. Want to get your reaction to baseball's decision. 312-644-6767. You've got the Joe O Show. Tweets at Joe O670. Eric at Algonquin, you're on the Score.
Hey, so I completely agree with people not being able to use that word. My main argument is, all right, so I'm a hip-hop DJ. I am white, and I have a lot of friends that are black. And you hear that word all the time in that industry, entertainment and whatnot.
Did you hear it as much as you did years ago, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay.
It hasn't changed to me.
Okay.
And then with that being said, though, if a black dude calls another black dude that word, I mean, them's fighting words at times. So taking that word out of that vocabulary, I think it's a good measure because it's kind of like, all right, I'm a medical social worker. Mental retardation, per the DSM-5, has been changed to intellectual disability. Why? Because that word is slang for, you know, negativity. Same thing with this word we're talking about.
Appreciate the phone call. Belvedere, Anthony, you're on 670 The Score.
Hey, Joe, I completely agree with the last caller. And I think he made some good comments there. It's a word. My son is a, you know, mixed, whatever. And it turns my stomach, even when I hear African-American say the N-word. Because it's not a word that should be said anymore, especially today and age. We're getting more universally open to the end of racism. And I think that would really help to end it all. If that word was just as a group of people, the African Americans just chose to boycott saying that word, saying, you know what, if we don't want to hear it, let's not say it, and hopefully it'll bring peace to the world. And
thank you, Anthony. And I've spoken with a lot of African Americans that feel the exact same way, that say that I don't do it, but I know people that do, and I don't like it, but if they want to do it, it's their choice. This hour on The Score brought to you by Continental Toyota. Experience the Continental Toyota difference with over 400 new and used vehicles in stock. Located on LaGrange Road in I-55 in Hodgkins, ContinentalToyota.com.
And Joe, I just want to say something real quick.
Yeah, Herb.
The fact that MLB says this is racially charged is ridiculous. It's in its proper context, a black man calling a white man that word is not racist. It's not racially charged at all. It's like,
isn't that just a poor choice of words by them?
Yes. If they want to say, hey, we're hard and fast against that word in particular, it doesn't matter who uses it, the word itself cannot be used, no matter the context. We're out.
It seems that's the message, right?
Yes.
But don't like the way they explained it.
Yeah, to say it's racially charged, it wasn't racially charged. That is ridiculous. If Brad Keller would have said to Tim Anderson, Brad Keller, white pitcher, to Tim Anderson, a black man, and called him a white racial slur, everybody would be like, okay, what's going on? You know, called him the H word, called him the C word. And everybody would be like, oh, that's smooth. All right. Would Brad Keller be suspended a game? No.
Please. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, of course
so it's
not.
So it's not racially charged. That word is not racially charged when it's used the other way. And it's not racially charged if you use another racial slur. Now, if it's a black to a black, or a white to a white, or a black or a white to a black,
are they going to say anything?
It's a different subject.
But that
is racially charged. That could be racially charged. Tim Anderson saying this to Brad Keller, not racially charged at all. Or whatever the garbage words they want to make up.
Right.
Instead of just
what if Tim Anderson said it to another black guy? Do you think he would have been tossed and he suspended?
Hey, I it could be. There could be some connotation there. As a black man, I said on Twitter, I don't use it, but I don't mind when other black people use it. And definitely do not listen to any white person or any other race when they say don't use it. No, this is not your conversation.
That's the problem. I mean, this is a predominantly white sport. Very few. We've talked about the numbers over the years. Tim Anderson's one of the few African Americans playing this game, and it's a front office. Not a front office, but New York is all older white guys, and that part of it I don't feel completely comfortable with.
Yeah, I mean,
by them saying, "Well, you're not allowed to use this word."
Yeah, they need to come out with like you said, Rob Manfred needs to come out and say,
"Oh, he's good at hiding."
Hard and fast.
Tell you what,
we don't like bat flips, or we like bat flips, and they're here to stay.
He's weak.
And hey, we're spending Tim Anderson and anybody else for using that word in particular. Not using, hey, racially charged and put them in quotes. Tell me that you don't like the singular word and tell me that word is off limits for everybody.
That's what the other sports have done.
Yeah, because it's not racially charged. That conversation wasn't racially charged. He was using it towards a white man, which we know that doesn't have a historic meaning to it. As a black using it to a white. As the opposite, we all, of course we know that.
How did Keller keep a straight face?
Exactly.
It's so ridiculous.
It's part of the vernacular for some young folks. I don't use it. Some people my age use it. I let it roll off the back of my... I don't. You know, sometimes it stings a little bit, but...
Herb, have you seen a decline in it at all?
No, since I was a kid, it was really taboo for people my age to say it, even black to black. But nowadays, it's...
When you're younger,
Yeah. Nowadays, it's said a ton, a lot.
Yeah, I know it's something that always kind of makes you cringe, but you don't tell people not to say it.
Yeah, because that's their life experience.
Yeah.
It's my life experience who I don't... Like, if somebody were to call me one, just as a term of endearment,
yeah,
I'm like, you know what, I get it, but please don't call me that.
Do you say that? Have you said that?
Yeah.
You've said that to people?
Yeah, because I was like, hey, man, I get it. I get us.
Yeah.
But please don't call me that in particular. Some people get salty about that. Some people, you know, let that brush to the side and say, okay, I got it. This is not the one I need to be talking to that way.
Herb Lawrence, Other Side of the Glass. My name's Joe Ostrowski. This segment on The Score brought to you by Chicagoland Papa John's. Chicagoland Papa John's is offering free pizza this weekend. Buy one pizza at regular price and get a second pizza of equal or lesser value for free. Use promo code FREEPIZZADAY on the Papa John's app or online at papajohns.com. That's promo code FREEPIZZADAY. Coming up next, we'll hear Tim Anderson's reaction to getting a one-game suspension. As baseball said, using a racially charged word after he was thrown at on the field by Brad Keller. Joe Ostrowski with you. You've got Sports Radio 670, The Score. Welcome to the holiday weekend. Sports Radio 670, The Score. Appreciate you hanging out. I'll be here till 10, and Julie DeCaro steps in from 10 until midnight. Plenty to cover tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun coming up, especially with what's going on over on the north side. But over on the south side, Tim Anderson suspended one game. Suspended for language. MLB saying racially charged word. Bottom line, according to all reports, apparently after Anderson was hit by Keller of the Royals, use the N-word toward the white pitcher, Keller. Here's Tim Anderson earlier today after finding out about his suspension.
Not much. You know, just really accept what's happening. And, you know, keep moving. Put it behind me and keep moving. I'll be ready tomorrow. And, you know, there's a lot of positive things going on. You know, I got off to a great start. So I'm going to continue to work and keep getting better. Flush this.
Did you think about appealing at all?
Nah, man, that's not, you know, I think that's too much. I'd rather just take this one day and use it as off day and, you know, just keep going, man, keep going and, you know, be ready for tomorrow.
There's a report from ESPN that you used a specific word that led it. How do you respond to it? I don't know if you've seen that tweet or that accusation or whatever you want to call it.
We're going to keep moving forward, man. And, you know, that happened a couple of days ago. So we're going to keep having fun and, you know, keep playing with a lot of energy and a lot of confidence. And like I said, man, we're going to flush that and keep going.
Yeah, Anderson clearly dodging all those questions. So there's your admission right there. Because if he didn't say it, he would have denied it. Not going to appeal the suspension. Not playing tonight. Taking the suspension and moving on, moving forward. So Tim Anderson pretty much admitting that he did use that word towards Keller on the field. And now we understand that's why he was suspended by Joe West. Joe Ostrowski with you, Sports Radio 670, The Score. River North area, we find Steve. Good evening, Steve.
Hey, Joe. I can't stop laughing over here. So according to her, okay, playing it called out
Steve,
by a white umpire.
Steve, your phone broke up. Repeat whatever you're saying.
Okay, so as a white player in MLB, if I strike out, I can turn around and call a white umpire like Joe West the N-word, and I can call the third baseman. I mean, come on, that is the most ludicrous thing.
Wait. No, who's Herb? Did you say anything of the sort?
No, I did not.
Yes, he did. He said that if a white guy calls another white guy the N-word, that's not racially motivated. I heard what he said.
He told me that
on the phone, too.
No, I said if a white guy were to say to Tim Anderson a white disparaging word, slur, which I can't say.
Yeah, he would get punched in the face.
No, he would laugh it off.
If Herb, you're speaking, I'm telling you, you have no clue what you're saying because, and I respect you, but trust me, if somebody... It doesn't matter what – if a white guy – I mean, you're so wrong on this. It's a joke, okay?
Steve, what's your point?
My point is that Herb is sticking up for Tim Anderson for one reason, and it's not surprising. All you got to do is go on Twitter and listen to him, what he says. It's a joke. And how you can even go on the air and insult people by saying, oh, it's the guy used the N-word. He got a one-game suspension. He should have probably got more than that, okay? That's an ugly word, white – black or whatever, it doesn't matter if you're calling a white pitcher the N-word. If I'm a pitcher and I hear that word, okay, I'm going to be just as offended if he called me something else, the C-word.
Thank you, Steve. I would have laughed.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Steve, of course, apparently is a hater of mine, so what I said, this is not racially charged. Not at all. It's just like, as Tanny brought up, as you WWF, WWE fans remember, Booker T calling Hulk Hogan the N-word. Yeah. Was that racially charged? No, that was hilarious. That's what that was.
Right.
So this is the same situation.
People get just so slipped uptight. Up.
People just, I mean, Steve is a hater. What? You know, if you don't got a hater, you know, you're not great.
He clearly stated he respects you.
Well, let's flesh this out, though, Herb. Do you think he should have been suspended?
Absolutely not.
See, if they're consistent with, now they've laid the groundwork out. Like, so this moving forward is a suspension every time. They did it with the anti-gay slurs, with multiple game suspensions for Matthew Joyce, Kevin Pillar, Escobar, Uriel. So this is it moving forward.
I mean,
Major League Baseball, nobody is allowed to use the word. We're not going with the fine. We're going right to the suspension.
All right. We should have retroactively gave one to Josh Hader.
There you go.
Well, he wasn't in Major League Baseball. Well, he was a minor league
teenager.
Player.
Yeah,
he wasn't suspended for his minor league team. So yeah, if we're gonna be hard and fast,
and you're gonna open Pandora's box. Well, they already did. They already did. Now, I wonder if it was Tim Anderson's choice not to appeal, or was he told by somebody, "Hey, we don't need this to carry on for weeks and weeks and weeks." Highland, Indiana, John, you're on the Score.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey, John.
Hey, so yeah, I see it both ways. So first of all, I'm an African American myself. I coach a football team, and we got a pretty diverse coaching staff. And I wasn't the one that told the kids not to use the N-word. You know, it's something that I think back in the day it was kind of like one of those things where wherever you grew up at and your type of surroundings that you were in, you know, you use that word for so many different things. You know, as African-American, sometimes it was endearment, sometimes it was frustration. But I think as we move on forward, you know, it's one of those things where nobody wants to hear it be said. And it's kind of turned into like the P word or the B word now, you know, where it's like, you know, just don't use it. You know, don't be But I can see where Tim, you know, he was frustrated. You know, frustration leads to stuff like that. And, you know, like he said, I'm just going to serve my time, do what I got to do. But at the end of the day, I think it's one of those things where, you know, we're telling our kids not to use it. We're telling everybody not to use it. But it definitely, I don't believe it's racially charged. I think it was out of anger, you know, and frustration, you know, and it's something that people are keeping a close eye on it and listening to what people are saying and how they're using that word and if they're even using it because people are trying to get away from it. You know, growing up, I used it and with my friends and stuff like that. But as you get older, you start to realize, like, you know what? Nah, I don't really need to use it that much. It's going more so towards bro now. You know, bro is like the new thing now, like bro, you know. And I think that that's the easier word to use than that nowadays because people get, you know, offended by it. Everybody's going to get offended by it now because they're like, I don't want to use it. You shouldn't be using it. And depending on who hears you say it, they're going to have a different opinion about it, you know.
Thank you, John. Yeah, and let's not act like baseball is the first sport to take this route, right? Because we've seen it already with the NBA and the NFL. I mentioned 15-yard penalties. It just isn't a great look because of how baseball is viewed. It's run by a bunch of older white guys. And that's the one thing I've heard my entire life. Like, really? A white guy's going to tell black guys whether or not they can use the N-word? That kind of looks. But I understand why they're just saying across the board, we're not playing that game. Nobody is saying it. We're not allowing it in the sport. Nate and Mokina, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. I'm just wondering if the punishment for the two is supposed to be the same, or is it actually a greater punishment for Tim Anderson?
It seems like the same, right? Because Keller misses one start, and Tim Anderson misses one start.
But is he really going to miss a start if it's only five games? Shouldn't it be more like
nine? It's like pushed back, right? He's just pushed back a little bit.
Right, because they could easily shuffle the lineup or whatever, and he's still going to go basically in the regular rotation just one game back. So if he's really going to miss a game...
So it's like missing a half a start, really, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I mean, so I'm just wondering if the punishments are supposed to be the same in that regard, or is it actually a greater punishment for Tim Anderson, using the bad language?
Yeah, and then you can get into debate. Which player is more valuable? Of course, the starting pitcher near the top of the rotation is, even though Tim Anderson's having a great start, he's going to be more valuable too. Baseball does not want to get rid of retaliation. If they did, it would have been more than five games. No question about it. I'm telling you, I keep hearing it. Oh, baseball wants the celebrations. They want the bat flips. Look at the campaigns. Look at what they're saying. They're not saying anything. That's the problem. We Commissioner Rob Manfred needs to speak and start to answer some tough questions. Anytime he changes something in the game, he kicks the can. Oh, yeah, we're going to change it. 2020 and 2021. That's the plan. Every year. Weren't we supposed to have the DH like 5 years ago already? Northside John, you're on 670, The Score.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Man, long-time listener. You know, I had to do my Googles because I was on a phone call, and then I turned to my favorite station once obviously there's The Score, and I hear you guys talking about something. So I'm like, okay, what's happening? So digging in and figuring out what's happening, I think it's quite ridiculous. I think they are watering down the significance, okay? If you're just going to say you can't say the N-word across the board, it wasn't racially charged. In my opinion, it was him calling him an MF, okay? Like, this dude was weak. It was a bad week. It's not that. Now, if it was a white guy saying that to a black guy, that's obviously racially charged, okay? This was his. He could have called him any name in a book. If it was racially charged, then he could have used the H word or other derogatory terms used toward Caucasian men. Now, if they're saying we're not going to allow this in baseball entirely, so what if I'm on a team, my man's at bat, he hits a grand slam, and I'm in the dugout screaming, that's my, I'm going to use the N-word, it's banana. That's my banana out there doing it. Am I going to get fined because I'm just in excitement and that's just, you know what I mean? That's not racially charged. Maybe that's just, it still is a poor choice of words. Maybe that's in your vocabulary. But for them to say anytime this word is used, we're going to issue suspensions is a little ridiculous and it's watering down its significance. It wasn't racially charged. If it was, then it would be. You know what I mean? This was not that. Now, if it was a white man saying it to a black man, yes. If it was a black man calling a white man a derogatory term, yes. But I think it was just a poor choice of words. I don't think he should have deserved a suspension. And those are this is my opinion. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on it.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, John. Appreciate you checking in on 670 The Score and always listening. When was this decision made? I've heard people say, well, it was collectively bargained. They've talked about this in the past. Am I wrong? Or this is the first time this has happened, right? So when did they decide N-word banned, that's suspension worthy? Because it took them a couple of days to make a decision on what they were going to do. Sometimes it does. But after Joe West threw him out, I mean, Tim Anderson clearly said it. You heard it in the comments from today. But when they decided, you know, we're going to have to suspend him, if it was always an automatic suspension, what took so long? I hope they're not making it up as we go along. That's basically my point there. There's a player in Major League Baseball that has feuded with Tim Anderson for years. And that player is standing up and backing Tim Anderson today. I'll explain next. Joe Ostrowski with you. Sports Radio 670, The Score. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join the Big Ten West Division champion Northwestern Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Matchups include Ohio State and Michigan State. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bottom of the hour also brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Good treasury management is good business, but there's a secret. At many banks, it's cookie cutter and costly. At Lakeside Bank, they custom design programs for each client and save them money. Call Lakeside Bank. Learn the secret to real treasury management. Lakeside Bank. It's about time. Joe Ostrowski with you, Sports Radio 670, The Score. Some people getting very upset just in the discussion of Tim Anderson's one-game suspension, a five-game suspension for Brad Keller. Tim Anderson suspended one game for using the N-word after he was hit by a pitch on the field. Of course, Joe West had no comments after the game to the Pool Reporter, wouldn't explain why he was tossed. And that's what we've been talking about for a couple days. Why was he ejected from the game? Ejected because he threw the bat? Ejected because he was hit by a pitch? Well, now we understand. Marcus Stroman checks in. White Sox fans, baseball fans, remember that Marcus Stroman has battled with Tim Anderson. They've had their arguments on the field multiple times over the last couple of years. Here's Marcus Stroman. He tweeted out a note that he saved on his phone, obviously. Thoughts on the way to the field. Felt like I needed to speak on this. You can't suspend someone for language. That's ridiculous. Also, what he said is also normal slang trash talk in our culture. I don't believe in, quote, beef, and I never take my battles off the field. I love competing against competitors. What happens between the lines always stays there for me. I never allow confrontations on the field that happen in the heat of the moment to carry over after the game and cause me to change my view on the character of my opponents. I respect and love everyone. We all go to different places mentally on the field in order to compete at the highest level. I support passion and emotion. I've been authentic from the beginning. I will always speak my mind when I feel things aren't right, and I will always defend and respect our culture in the game. I stand with Tim Anderson on this. Marcus Stroman. Had arguments on the field multiple times with Tim Anderson. Said you can't suspend someone for language. Baseball just did. Was it racially charged? No. They said it was. But Rob Manfred is hiding behind a desk stating the N-word is not allowed on the baseball field. No circumstances. Not happening. When did they start to enforce this? Were umpires told before the season, if this happens, ejection, and there will be a suspension? I don't know. I have a lot of questions about Major League Baseball, but Rob Manfred's never going to step out and answer any of them. North Chicago, Hosea, you're on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller. And I just want to say about that couple callers ago, you know, that guy's totally wrong. Steven, whatever name is. I heard what you guys were talking about. That guy needs to get some earwax taken out of his ears because he has no idea what he's talking about. But anyway, I got two things. The first, the bat flip, I thought the way he did it was warranted of him getting thrown at. If I was his teammate, I would tell him, bro, what you just did was a little bit overboard. You're probably going to get thrown out. Look out. Just watch for that. And for the and the other second half, for the fact that he got tossed and now he's getting suspended for what he for using the N-word, I think it's a joke. I mean, if Keller probably didn't even notice he said that, he probably shrugged it off. He's probably like, you know, this guy just called me that, doesn't bother me. Like, he probably doesn't even care. He probably didn't even know he called him the N-word. So I'm totally on Anderson's side here. He should not have gotten suspended. If anything, a fine would have been fine. I would have been okay with the fine. But the fact that he's getting suspended, now, you know, people are going to be like, what can I say? What can I not say? Can I trash talk? Can I not? I mean, it's just crazy what's going on right now.
Yeah, you can't tell me that this is the first time it's been said on the field. You can't. There's no way. MLB Twitter account to 8.3 million followers. Keep doing your thing, Tim Anderson. Hashtag let the kids play. Oh, yes, they didn't know about the language. So is the NFL going to follow suit? Is the NBA going to follow suit? Are they going to start suspending guys? Watch closely. See it? You see it? This word used all the time. You can catch it on the high-def cameras. Todd in Dwight, Illinois is on the score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You hit the nail on the head. Baseball clearly has no intent to regulate this. You know, like you said, 20-game suspension, and then also 20-game suspension for the manager. You do that, it'll end it really quick. But like you said, it makes it a talking point. It makes it national news. And, that in itself shows that they have no intent, nor do they want to. And like you said, Manfred just runs and hides, and kicking the can is a great analogy. The point or question I guess I have is, I don't really see what the big deal is about throwing behind a guy, because you're clearly not trying to hit the guy. Nobody's in danger. Theoretically, you could say when a guy flips a bat, it could land on somebody's head. So to me, when a guy flips the bat, it is kind of showing up the pitcher, but I enjoy it, you know, make it fun, whatever. And when a guy throws the ball behind the back of the guy, that's just kind of showing up the hitter. I think we over, like, that should be the, if you want to make it simple to me, like, I don't understand where the outrage comes from throwing behind the guy, because he's clearly not trying to hit the guy. And yeah, I mean, that was a question. Maybe you can explain to me, or there's a better, you know, reason why you just can't do that. I mean, I'm sure the obvious reason is it's stupid, but, you know, I guess theoretically so is the bat flip, but it just, I kind of like it. Bring more WWE into it, make it more fun, because, the 4-hour games sometimes drag. But thanks, man. I love your show.
Thank you, Todd. This is entertainment. Let's not forget that. We're here to be entertained. Is it entertaining to place the bat down, put your head down, and run right to first base for 90 feet? That's entertaining to you? Times have changed. Every other sport has adapted, even the No Fun League, the National Football League. And it's not just touchdown celebrations in the end zone. I always think something's going wrong if there isn't a crazy sack dance. In the opponent's backfield, by the way. Do we see fights on the field? Anybody throwing footballs at the opponents? No. As Rick Renteria simply put it, get him out. Not that hard. Jim and Berwyn, what's going on?
Hey, how are you? One or two quick questions. When a player is suspended, do they get paid?
I don't believe so. No,
so
they don't.
Wouldn't that mean that, like, the pitcher who is losing more money compared to, like, Tim Anderson, like, five games compared to one? So it's like the...
Well, Tim Anderson makes more money.
Well, right, but I'm just saying that's where the consequence is not the same, because the player is, the pitcher is losing, while he's only losing one start, he's losing more money because he's not getting paid for five games, where Anderson's only losing one game.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up to see how much Keller's making or what he's getting out of arbitration, because Tim Anderson signed his 7-for-$25 million deal, and I believe he's making $1.4 million in base salary this season. But I really wasn't talking about the money. I was just talking about the actual games played. Keller gets five games for throwing at Tim Anderson because his feelings were hurt. Keller's feelings apparently hurt again by Tim Anderson's language, and Tim Anderson gets suspended on this one. Jason in Minooka is now on the score. Hey, Jason.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
I just wanted to, you know, kind of touch base on this Tim Anderson, you know, suspension and Marcus Stroman's, you know, I guess backing or defending of Tim Anderson in saying that it's, you know, part of their culture. Well, you know, can't that be said then by anybody and used to just spew, you know, hate speech or any other things? Like if you used a homophobic slur and you could say, well, it was part of my culture, I didn't really mean it like that. I mean, it's just too much of a fine line. I mean, people in the NBA have been suspended and for using homophobic slurs. I don't see why this should be any different in that aspect. It's you know, you got to move past that eventually and move past that. Well, it's part of your culture. I mean, you could say the same thing about Michael Vick. I mean, he grew up in a culture that, you know, fighting dogs was appropriate, but that doesn't mean it's appropriate in everyone's culture and in society as a whole.
Yeah, especially in 2019. Appreciate the phone call. This segment on the score brought to you by Chicagoland Papa John's. Chicagoland Papa John's is offering free pizza this weekend. Buy one pizza at regular price and get a second pizza of equal or lesser value for free. Use promo code FREEPIZZADAY on the Papa John's app or online at papajohns.com. That's promo code FREEPIZZADAY. Yes, Herb.
As I looked it up and remember, I don't think any NBA player got suspended for any slur.
I think it was fined. Joakim Noah got $50,000 for the playoff game, right?
Nikola Jokic got $25,000 for using a gay slur.
Okay. And and Kobe Bryant at the official, he got $100,000.
Yeah.
So NBA is going with fines. NFL, just penalties? Have there been fines?
I've only seen unsportsmanlike conducts. And, of course, they have those envelopes on Tuesday, whatever day, that they send to players randomly. I don't know if they broadcast that. Usually it's just the hard hits that get the envelopes.
So Major League Baseball, the sport that has the fewest amount of African-Americans, is bringing the hammer on this one. I understand why they wanted to eliminate the word completely. I don't have an issue with that, but come on. In this situation, sequence of events, you got to come harder on Keller. So they're saying, well, equal punishment. Okay. 312-644-6767. Cubs winners today by a score of 5-1. They've won 6 out of their last 7 games. If you still want to check in on Tim Anderson, we'll continue to take your phone calls and your reactions. Tweet me at Joe0670. But I'm going to bring you the sounds of today's Cubs victory. I'm Joe Ostrowski with you on the score.
Non-stop from this point on in WCW, we take what we want, and after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.